Bye. to ask you something. Are you tired of going down that same old lonesome road? And you want to get rid of your heavy load? Come to Jesus, he's waiting with his arms wide open.
Gonna see some trouble. Yeah, the weary. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way gets so hard, you know I just don't. I travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about that I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, Lord, I need you. Somebody needs you, need you for a lawyer. Somebody needs you.
tell you this one thing. I'm walking by faith. Just begin to stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I know the Lord,
he is working it out.
Johnson, I really appreciate you letting me sing on your record. It really means a lot to me. And we are Christians and we are gospel singers and we travel and we sing to people that suffer in every need. So we must encourage them and tell them that God will restore what they have lost. Listen here. If you lost a lot of valuable things and that made give up on your dreams, I want to let you know the same thing happened to me too. But I got a word right here I want to share with you. God will
restore
everything you love. Listen, you will get back everything double. That's for you because of your troubles. I wanna let you know that the devil you can't win. Don't fool yourself because he never been your friend. Lord,
we'll
restore.
Sometimes when I'm feeling down,
Help me call it. I love it when you rain on me.
Yeah. When I come to the end of myself. Carry me. Keep on holding on. Oh, yes, sir. your daily bread, don't forget to pray. You can awake to a beautiful morning. When you've got trouble, remember this warning and pray until judgment day. Drive the devil to pray. If you never pray,
open up your good book, Psalm 23, brothers and sisters, won't you listen to me? You gotta get ready when you got misery. Fall on your bending knees. Call on the Lord and He'll set you free. Free from all evil. Chase the devil when you got worn out shoes. And you got worries too. Call on the Lord and He'll give you good news. That's the thing to do.
Sing.
Know you were.
Holy Ghost power start moving down inside. Yeah, to make you wanna cry. When the Holy Ghost power, I take that full control.
Joy,
unspeakable joy will be burning in your soul. I wanna feel the power
of the Holy Ghost.
I came to sin tonight.
Of the Holy Ghost. I wanna feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Feel that.
Let
me say this one more time. Listen. I said to bring the Holy Ghost.
what I want you to do for me, Father.
God,
hallelujah.
I'm on the rock at last.
the rock at last. His old feet found the resting place. I'm on the rock at last. Listen to me. They don't let me too tall to snatch. Cause before me he cast, yes he did. By my faith of a mighty power, I'm on the rock at last. Meanwhile, see, I'll sail no more.
No.
Danger night passed.
Yes, it has.
Raise the tempest, it's all over now. I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last. I'm up on the rock at last. In place, I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last. That rock.
One more.
if you call me in the morning and I fail to answer my phone, I may be getting ready, or I may be already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. If you call me in the morning and I fail to answer my phone, it could be that I'm getting ready, and it could be that I'm already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. Y'all don't mind, tell them,
I just stopped by,
oh, I just stopped by. I got a few more
just stop by
weary days, and then
just stop by.
I gotta move on
just stop by
to my heavenly home.
Just stop by.
I didn't come here
just stop by.
I didn't come here to say few more rising of the sun, and I'll be gone the other way. I'm going up there where there be no more suffering, no more pain. Everybody be calling on it. When I done no wrong, no more crying, no more all alone. I'll be gone on. I didn't come here. I didn't come here to stay. I just stopped by. I just stopped by here. Man and born of a woman, Bible tell me it's just a few days, and after a while, when my name been called, when this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night.
this track, remember this track. We about to take it back.
Because he never runs short of anything. Now if you need love that you can't find, now if you need peace, if you need joy divine, tell God about it, and love He will bring, He'll bring, because He never runs short of anything. Can you say it again? My God is able.
Prepare our hearts and minds with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon, everyone out there in the NFI radio listening audience. This is Apostle Janet Wooten with the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 12, that he was the light of the world, and he that followeth after him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so we're just excited to be back with you on this Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30, the day before the 4th of July holiday, because we're just thankful to God for what he is saying and doing in this season and in this hour. And we pray that you already know that whom the Son set free is free indeed. And I know we've had many celebrations concerning independence, but the main thing to know on today that whom the Son set free is truly free indeed. And so we would like to, again, give honor to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and to everyone in the NFI radio station and the radio listening audience. Peace be unto you on today. We pray that you had a blessed weekend, a blessed week, glory to God, and that you're still maintaining and holding on to your most holy faith in the Lord. And we come with a word today that we pray will help make all the difference in the world. We believe that it is a seasoned word for right now, glory to God. And it's just a word just to put you in remembrance, glory to God, as you are maybe experiencing some type of situation or circumstance. And as we look around and see all the many different things going on in the world today, this particular word right here, it is a word for those of us who are finding out we're backed up against the wall today. That when we look around, we see trouble on every side. That when we look behind us, it's the same way. And we're just in a place where we don't even know exactly what to do. And yes, we are holding on to our most holy faith in the Lord, but still we are looking at all the things that's going on around us. And yes, we are told we walk by faith and not by sight, but it does not mean you don't have a moment, glory to God, because of everything that you're seeing. And so this word today is for those who back up against the wall. We come to let you know on today and speak to you from a topic that this one is on God. What you're going through today, that this one is on God, because only God can do it. Only God can do what it is that you need to be done concerning your life and concerning your situation. We're going to come from a very familiar passage of Scripture. It's just, as we said earlier, just to put you in remembrance. Glory to God. And so we want someone to know today that there's nobody else for you to call that can help you, because only God can do this, that this one is going to be on God. Only God can do what needs to be done. So you might as well release the people that you're mad with that didn't help you out of your situation. Release them out of your spirit. Yeah, they could have helped, but they didn't. But sometimes God don't allow people to help us or certain people to help us because they will get the glory. Because God is going to do this one. They couldn't help you because this one is on God, and only God can do it. There is nothing else that you can do with the situation. You can't make it happen this time like normally. You know, we'll say, well, if God don't do it, then I know what to do. You go out and try to make things happen yourself. Well, you turn around and go back to the familiar. You go back to what it is that you used to do or what it is that you know and feel like was working, when all the time it was not working for your good. It's probably what helped you to get where you are right now, glory to God. For example, like people, when you find yourself in a crunch for money and you go and you borrow money. So if you borrowing money, you already having money problems, then when the next time come around, you're going to have to pay back the money you borrowed. And so that puts you in a double deficit in your finances. So this time you can't go out and borrow no money. This time you can't make it happen on your own. This time what worked last time is not going to work this time, because this one is on God and only God can do it. Ah, glory to God. And we went down to thinking about how sometimes you might go out to eat with some friends and this will pay this time, or someone else will pay the next time. But then there comes a time when you will say, you know what, this time it's on me. I'm going to pay it myself. I'm going to take care of everything myself. And this is what God is on today, that this one is on me. It's going to be for your good, work out for your good, but for my glory, because only I can do this. Glory to God. This one, this time, is to help to build up your most holy faith in me. Because there is a place in God that we have to get to. There is a mature place in God. God is looking for the mature remnant in this hour and in this season. And if we don't have our faith and our trust and our belief If we're not wrapped up and tied up in God in this point in our spiritual journey, our spiritual walk with the Lord, then, you know, it's going to be hard to make it through what's coming in the world next. We're already seeing how the Supreme Court is doing a slow dismantling of all the things that have been in place for years. We are seeing when we go to the grocery stores how they're talking about, because of these storms that's been hitting our area in thunderstorms and maybe some tornadoes, they're saying that in the other states before the storms got to us, that they have tore up the crops so bad that there was going to be a lack of those crops, and things are going to get even higher at the grocery store. Oh, glory to God. And so your faith has to be in place knowing that the same God that took care of you back then is the same God that will take care of you right now. So let's talk about the children of Israel in Exodus 13 and 14. We know that the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt for over 400 some years. And we know that there was a promise given by God to Abraham. When we look at Genesis chapter number 12, that he told Abraham if he leave his kinfolk, his father's house, and leave the country, then go to a land that he will show him of, that he will make of him a great nation, and that all the families of the earth shall be blessed because of him. And so we know that is what Abraham did, and we know that Abraham had Isaac, and Isaac had Jacob. And so the same covenantal promise was given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But we know that as the 12 tribes of Israel were being birthed out through Jacob, glory to God, we know that they ended up in Egypt because of Joseph was sent down there to preserve life because of a famine had hit the land where they were in. And so to make a long story short, we know that in the process of time that the Pharaoh that Joseph knew, that knew of Joseph's family and had made a covenant with them, that Pharaoh died and another one took over. And so after he saw how the children of Israel had multiplied in such a rapid pace, that he said, come on, let us deal with them wisely so that in the time of trouble, in the time of war, they will not turn against us because they outnumber us. It's more of them than they are of us. Isn't it just like the enemy that when you think about it, there were more of the children of Israel than there were of the children of the people of Egypt, than the Egyptians. And even down to they were afflicted, that the more that they would afflict them, the more that they will multiply. Isn't it something how God can bless your life in the mix of a situation, in the mix of a circumstance? God can still give increase to your life. Oh, glory to God. And so when we look at this particular topic today, and we look where we are now, we know that in the process of time, he sent in a deliverer by the name of Moses to talk to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And because of the hardening of the heart of Pharaoh, that they were either were struck with 10 plagues. And so after the 10th plague, which was the death of every firstborn of the Egyptians, because God had covered the children of Israel by putting the blood of the lamb over the doorpost and over the side post. And he said that when I see the blood, when the death angel goes out, and when he sees the blood, he will pass over you. Glory to God. So even after he had released the children of Israel, he was put in remembrance of a silly mistake that he had made for letting them go. Because the children of Israel were used to build the big city of Ramses and to do all of the work in that time. Glory to God. And so he began to come after the children of Israel. And so when we look at Exodus chapter 2, 23-25, I digress a moment. It talks about how God had respect for them, the covenant he has spoken over their lives. And we come to let you know on today that the same God that had respect unto their cries and heard their calls being pleaded, glory be to God, that it is the same God that's hearing your cries and hearing your pleas on today, that God has respect concerning the word that he has spoken over your life by mouth of the prophet, over the preacher word that enter into your ear, and over the word of God that you read, letting you know that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. All we're talking about on today, that this one is on God, because only God can do what needs to be done. Even down to Exodus 13 and 14, we can learn something from the children of Israel. When we see the strategy of God unfolding, how God was not only going to let the children, rescue the children of Israel out of bondage, but when God brings you out, he also brings you in too. He does not leave you dangling. He does not leave you hanging. Glory be to God. He just don't bring you out and say, okay, I don't brought you out. That's it. But when God brings you out, he's also going to bring you into something. Also, that when God brings you out, you're not going to come out of your situation empty-handed. Glory be to God, because when we read the scriptures, he told the children of Israel to go and spoil the Egyptians, to go and borrow from them. And the Bible said that the Egyptians gave them everything they were going to need in order for them to make the journey. And God knew why he told them to do that, because he knew that they weren't going to have to pay it back, because he was going to destroy their enemy. Even down to when we look at the strategy of God being unfolded in Exodus 13 and 14, when it comes down to our deliverance and the deliverance of God's people, God always has a strategy, a plan, and instructions concerning our deliverance. How do I know this? Because you know that familiar passage of scripture that we love to say in Jeremiah 29:11, where he says that I know the thoughts. Some translations say, I know the plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Some translations say to give you a hope and a future, to give you encouragement, to give you strength, to give you hope, letting you know that whatever you find yourself in and whatever he brings you out of, glory to God, that you know he has a purpose and a plan concerning your life. And so when we go on with this particular topic, we look at Exodus 13 and 17. We know that in Exodus 13 and 17 that the Lord did not lead the children of Israel through the land of the Philistines, even though it would have been the shortest distance to the promised land. Actually, it would have been a 2 to 2.5 week journey there. The Bible said that he did not lead them through the land of the Philistines because, number one, he said, unless they saw war and they became afraid and wanted to turn back and go back into Egypt. And the second reason was he wanted to know their hearts. He wanted to try the reins of their heart and see will their heart remain with them. That's Deuteronomy 8 and 2. It says that I shall remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. Whether when they got into the promised land, they were going to forget about God, forget about what God had done for them. Glory to God. But you're going to see in a few minutes that the thinking of God was correct. Because when we look at Exodus 13, 21 through 22, the Bible says that he led the children of Israel by a cloud by day. And the word cloud is symbolic of the heavenly manifestation, the glory and the presence of God. And it represents the dark time of travel, fear, and trouble, or storms of life, which we know at this particular time that it was a troubling time for the children of Israel, even though they had been brought out of bondage, still a troubling time. Even down to the glory cloud, which is the Shekinah, which is a Hebrew word for dwell. Oh, my God. It was the dwelling place of God, and God was leading them by a cloud by day. And while God was in the process of bringing them out to their next place, he was also protecting them. That's why it hasn't happened yet, because of what you're going through right now. You're going through a process. Glory be to God. Why it hasn't happened right now, there's a process that he's taking you through to build up your most holy faith and trust in him, and that God's guidance and protection is with you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It will be easy for him to snatch you right out of your situation, but the next time around, will you know to go to the throne of God instead of going to the phone and calling different ones and talking about it to everybody, or you're going to stand back in fear and start feeling some type of way towards God? Because we're in a time now that we are to be in a mature place in him concerning our faith, our trust, our belief, and our hope, that whatever situation or circumstance we find ourselves in, that we serve a God that's well able to take care of us, that what he did before, he's able to do it again, because he is God, and God changes not. Mm-hmm. We may change, people may change, but God does not change. Oh, glory to God. So we don't know how far we're getting this today, but we just come up here to let you know that what it is that you're going through, that is just right for God. Mm-hmm. Because like we said, there's nothing else that you can do in the matter of the situation. It's just right for God. The report that you got from the doctor, it's God's report that we're going to believe, that is just right for God, that God is moving by leaps and bounds in the lives of his people, and God is going to show forth his supernatural power in the lives of his people. A lot of things are going to be done supernaturally. There's going to be a supernatural manifestation of the power and the will of God concerning our lives, even down to when we look at Exodus 14, verses 1 through 10, again, we see God's plan in effect, because he told Moses a specific instruction to do after he had brought him out of the land of Egypt. He told Moses to tell the children of Israel to camp in a specific place. He told them to camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the Red Sea, over against Baal Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. Glory be to God. And so when the children of Israel could go no further, there was the Red Sea in front of them. There was nowhere for them to run on the sides of them. When they looked behind them, they saw the camps, the soldiers, and the Pharaoh of Egypt coming after them. And so they began to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
But before we talk about that, the reason why God said unto Moses to tell them to camp in that particular place, in Exodus 14 and 4, God says that he was going to get both his honor, and the Egyptians were going to know that I am the Lord. In other words, that he was going to be honored, because he even now said that the Pharaoh was created for such a time as this, so that he could show forth his wonders to Egypt and also to Israel. Because it's one thing that I'm finding out, that we can pray. We'll say that we trust and we believe in God and we pray. Glory to God. And it's one thing to pray, but the next thing is you have to believe in what you're praying and asking God for. You have to believe that God is well able to do what it is that you need to be done. How do I know this? That a lot of us are praying, but we're really not believing fully and totally that God can do what it is that needs to be done. How do I know this? Because when I go back into the scriptures, I use scripture to prove everything. When you go back into the book of Acts, it talks about the time when Peter was locked up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so while Peter was locked up in jail, it said that the church was making prayer, was having a prayer meeting, a house prayer meeting on his behalf. And so as they were praying for the release of Peter, God sent the angel in to release him supernaturally. And so when he brought Peter forth and told Peter to go, he showed up at the door knocking at the house where they were having the prayer meeting on his behalf. And when the damsel went to the door and she saw that it was him, she went back and told them that Peter is at the door. They didn't believe her. They told her that she was just having an illusion, that, you know, they didn't believe what she said, but he continued to knock at the door. And so when they opened the door and saw it was Peter, they stood in amazement. So if you're praying for a release, and the release happened supernaturally, it wasn't anything that any human did. There was no bail to go pay. There was no lawyer to go plead his cause. There were no bail bondsmen. So because there was no human intervention, here Peter stands at the door and he's knocking, and you stand and open the door in amazement. What exactly were you praying for God to do? They were praying. But then it was like they really didn't believe that what they were praying for could happen. The children of Israel, they believed that one day that God was going to rescue them out of the bondage they were in. They believed what their forefathers had told them. They believed in the covenantal promise of God that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But every time there was a sign of trouble, they were always ready to go back into the familiar place, ready to go back into what they knew. They were ready to go back in a place of complacency because, you know, I can get a meal there. At least I'll eat there. At least I can get some water. I won't have to do nothing on my own. Glory be to God, because there's two parts when it comes down to our deliverance. God is always going to do his part. He's already done his part, actually. You're just waiting on the manifestation, but while you're waiting on the manifestation, you should be in praise and in prayer and in faith, believing God for the manifestation of what you're praying for. We're going to stop right there. We will pick this topic back up next week. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to glorify and magnify your holy name. Father God, we stand on your word and your promises concerning our lives, oh God, the plan and the thoughts that you have towards us, oh God, that you will not leave us in the situation and circumstances that we're in. That's why you sent your son Jesus over 2,000 years ago. Glory be to God, to take our place, to plead our cause, to continue to intercede on our behalf, even in the heavens right now, as he's seated on the right hand of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, that you're letting us know that only you can do what needs to be done, God, that our faith, our hope, and our belief wholeheartedly, 100%, needs to be and has to be in you, that we must be completely sold out to your word, your will, and your way. That, Father, that as we wait on you, as we wait on the manifestation of your word, God, that, Lord, that we should go forth in praise, go forth in prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Go forth believing that it is already done. Oh, glory be to God. And we thank you right now, God, that this word will fall on the ears of your people, God, that their hearts will be lifted up, God, and their heads will be lifted up, that this word will fall on the ears of somebody that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, and they will fall down on their knees and ask, what must I do to be saved? That I want you to be the head of my life and sit on the throne of my heart, because I'm at the end of my rope, and I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what else to do, but I look to you. I can't look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from you, God. I need to know you, God, in the pardon of my sins. Will you come into my life? I believe in the finished work of the cross. I believe, God, that you died for my sins, that you sent your son to take my place, because there is a purpose concerning my life. We thank you and we praise you even now, God, in Jesus' precious and mighty and matchless name. We pray and we believe. Amen and amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one home at a time. God, to bless you is our prayer. Happy 4th of July to you again. Please be safe and be aware and be responsible, because whatever decision you make, you will be held accountable for it. And you cannot escape the consequences of whatever decision that you make. God, to bless you is our prayer. Amen.
Listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Work on me. I need you to work on me. What I want to see right now is everybody on your feet. Come on, you got to stand all over this house. Never look for the night to say, won't it be wonderful?
Won't it be wonderful?
Won't it be marvelous?
Marvelous.
Wonderful. say to the saints who are so depressed, don't give up. Jesus will help you. He won't leave you. He'll see you through. Oh, when you can go no further, just keep still. You see the storm that's raging. Yes.
Promised land. I may not get there with you,
But I want you to know tonight, we as a people will get to the promised land.
Go tell Pharaoh.
Let my people go.
Yeah, yeah. Go tell Pharaoh.
Let my people go.
Yeah. Racial injustice, equality.
Yeah.
We coming out of this poverty.
Yeah.
Get your knee off my neck.
I can't breathe.
No justice.
No peace.
You know we come from the dirt.
Yeah.
Told me to last to be first.
Yeah.
They're trying to make me a slave.
Yeah.
But I'm a child of the king.
Yeah.
Get your knee off my neck.
Off my neck.
I can't breathe. No justice.
No peace.
You know we come from the dirt.
Yeah.
Told me to last to be first.
Yeah.
They're trying to make me a slave.
Found me, I don't know where I'll be.
I don't know who I'll be.
Came through when I need him, he's around.